It is about 19 minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday morning, and boy, oh boy, a lot of basketball action this past weekend. We had the Holland America Holiday Tournament here in town, and joining me to talk about it, well, we've got a whole crowd out in the green room, I guess you call it, but we're going to start off with Coach Andy Lee, who's here to talk about the tournament in general. How did you think it turned out?
Well, you know, as tournaments go, it's one of the most well-run tournaments out there, and I think that speaks so highly of Mike Vieira, our activities coordinator, and all the great sponsors that we had, you know, that make it possible to bring in teams from all over the state and some years from down south. And so I just thought it was a very well-run tournament, not to mention the fact that, you know, both teams did very well.
Yeah, you were saying that the community really turned out to support the local team, too.
Well, you know, I think the final games, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, were pretty much standing room only, and they were loud, they were into the games, and not all the games were close at the end, but the crowd was into it.
Must have helped, because the Wolves were pretty dominant during the whole...
Well, the Lady Wolves, you know, they put an end to any doubt about their dominance pretty early in their games. And the guys' games were a little bit more competitive, but I thought we did a really fine job and got to play a lot of guys.
Yeah, you had what I would call a nail-biter on the last one, but pretty much got a slow start on the first game, but, you know.
Right. Our momentum built as we went on. We got a comfort level. It's early in the season still. We haven't had a lot of practices. You know, and I thought we just got better every game. We're playing some guys that haven't played together before, class-wise, kind of mixing and matching and trying to find ourselves.
So you started with Nikiski.
Right. We started with Nikiski. I'm sorry, we started with Houston. We started with Houston, 53-49. And Houston's a 4A school from up north. They're a competitive bunch of kids. They got great coaching. And I thought that our guys were a little fatigued from having played. Our first five or six guys in our rotation had played some tough games against South just the 5 days before. And we were a little sluggish, but our depth really paid off. Our sophomores, we have a lot of sophomores on the bench, and I thought those guys came through.
Well, that's the nice thing about getting a good lead is you can start emptying the bench and getting them some time, too.
Right. You know, I think it's really important to have a balance between building up for experience for later this season and building for experience for the future, and I thought we were able to do both.
We've got a couple of stars in the studio with us this morning. Let's start with Shad Pulitau, who made all-defense team. What do you attribute that to? How'd your tournament go?
I think it went pretty well. To be fully honest, it was kind of surprising to get the defensive award, but I guess I was just there at the right time.
You prefer defense to offense? You like?
Yeah, I like playing defense a lot more.
Pushing them around and
getting physical. Yeah.
Yeah, and yeah. Also from the all-tourney team is Hunter Lee, who made the all-offensive tourney team. You had some pretty good scores throughout the tournament.
Yeah, that first game I hit four threes in a row and got a layup, and I felt pretty confident right then.
You think the team's built on speed, or is it...
We have some speed, I would say, but I would just think that we're really just set on our offense.
And it seems like it takes you guys a little while to get your engine going. You know, the first quarter always seems to be kind of tight, and then you kind of break out from there, it looks like.
Yeah. I would say that we were kind of sluggish on some of our first quarters in our games, and then we just caught right back up, and we would get the lead.
Did you you have to get the feel of the other team? Is that what pretty much has to happen, or...?
Yeah, some of the teams were aggressive and some were just letting our offense happen, but other than that, it was different for each team.
Okay. Shad, what's your position on the team?
I play the four, the rim runner, so I kind of just run rim to rim.
Oh, the tough job, huh?
Yeah.
Like running laps. Well, so, Coach, you guys have quite a break here before your next action.
Right. We play. We start our conference schedule off, I believe, January 13th and 14th with Haynes here, and then I don't believe we have a break until regionals. So while we do have, you know, the next nearly 30 days off. We're going to get back to basics, get back in the gym, take some time off with family for break and get our legs back, and then just go back and do basketball camp type stuff.
So what's the next action for you?
We got Haynes coming in. We have some great non-conference home games with Juno Thunder Mountain will come in this year for the first time, so that'll be an exciting weekend. The Battle of the Bridge games will be at our place this year with Mount Edgecombe. So, you know, we always look forward to those games. And then the other team I believe we have coming in this year. So we have Haynes. I believe we have Craig coming in this year. So we got some, you know, great home games, 8 home games left. 6 of those are conference games, and we'll be ready.
Okay, and you're 5-0 right now. What's your prediction?
You know, I don't get, you know, I predict we'll work hard. You know, okay. I predict we'll be prepared, and I like this team. They're kind of got that puppies in a box thing going. They like each other. They got great chemistry, and, you know, we just look forward to what's next.
And it's nice to have a nice deep bench to rely on.
Oh, you know, we played 19 kids this weekend, and, you know, I don't know if I've ever done that in an elementary school game. So it was nice to send 19 guys home tired.
Okay, great. Well, congratulations, guys, and good luck on the rest of the season. We're going to take a short little musical break here and get the Lady Wolves in the studio. It is about 26 minutes past 8 o'clock, and we're continuing our talk with the Sitka High School basketball teams. We're moving on to the Lady Wolves, who also had a very successful tournament. Soraya, move that microphone a little closer to you. Talking to the tournament MVP, Soraya Ady, congratulations.
Thank you.
So what do you attribute your award to, I guess?
I don't know. I feel like it was a whole team effort. Without them, I couldn't have done what I did. I wouldn't be as good without them.
Now, you guys are 5-0, so yeah, that's pretty exciting. Did you expect to be doing that good this early in the season?
Well, we lost a couple girls this year, but I think the team clicks just as well without them, and we predicted that we were going to have a great year. So it feels good to know that the 4 out of 5 games we played were 4A teams. So,
and introduce yourself. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm Katina.
Katina.
Yeah.
And
Carly Floyd.
Carly. Okay. Now, Carly, how did the games go for you? You guys were kind of like leading by. I mean, your games are so far, far away from the other teams. What do you? I mean, is it skill? Or are you faster than them? What's going on?
We do have a really fast team. I would have to say Sydney Riggs is one of the fastest girls I know, and. Ketchikan was hoping to outrun us, but we came back and we're like, no way.
And Ketchikan's 4A, aren't they?
Yes.
So that's pretty exciting to beat one of your, I guess, arch rivals, because they come in every year. So let's talk about the first game. First game was you played Houston and ended up beating them by, looks like my math is really bad here. I went to Sitka High, by the way. So beat them by 23 points. That's pretty amazing. Were you able to use the whole bench?
Oh, yeah. Yes. We dressed down 10 girls, and everyone plays pretty equal amount of time. So
no matter what, whether you're do you have that core group of 5 starters that go out there and get things going and then kind of bring them in, rotate as you can?
Yeah, we have, like, a strong group, but we use, like, our whole bench pretty well. We rotate pretty well.
And the second game you beat looks like Ketchikan, well, you beat them by 16 points, which is pretty amazing for a 3A against a 4A team.
That was a good win. We were happy about that one.
Yeah.
So who's the 3-point shooter of the three of you? Who's the
Katina's always had the rep for it.
Yeah, but we're all really good shooters. Like, we can put anyone out on the 3-point line to shoot, pretty much.
And then your last game was against Grace Christian, and kind of sent them home with their tails between their legs.
Yeah.
So it must have been nice to have such a large crowd up there to support you too.
Oh, definitely.
Yes, it was. Yeah. Support always helps.
And you don't get much of a Christmas vacation because you're hitting the road right away.
Yeah, we're going to Ketchikan.
And then right after that, you're up north, aren't you? Going up.
Actually, we go to Haines. Yeah.
Yeah, a little up north, kind of up north.
And then the first week in February, we go to Barrow. So.
Okay.
Along with the boys.
And your first game at the Clark Cochran is going to be against a team from Oregon. Do you guys know anything about these guys?
I heard they're were extremely well.
They're defending. 4A state champs for Oregon, but Oregon goes up to 6A, so.
Wow.
Defending 4A state champs, so should be a good game.
That's your first game, so if you can get over that ridge, then everything's going to be okay.
Hopefully keep it undefeated.
Yeah, so Soraya, how do you prepare for a team that you've never even seen before?
Oh, most of the time Krupa, like, does research on them. Like, I read in the paper yesterday. Yeah, he was watching some game tape of them and stuff. Like, Krupa knows people in high places, so he gets it.
Yeah, he seems to be quite the leader there for you guys.
Oh, yeah.
Is he tough?
He's a great coach.
Yeah.
I think that I can say this for everyone. We've all played a lot of sports, just, like, growing up here, and of all coaches, like, Krupa's like our dad, like our second dad. Yeah. Like, we can talk to him about anything. He can... Yeah,
he's a also like a friend coach. Too, because he knows how to goof around with us.
Oh, yeah.
Fun too.
Well, that's good. Well, you're 5-0 now. What do you think the rest of the season is going to be like? What's going to be your toughest matchup as far as conference goes?
Petersburg did really well last year,
but beat Petersburg.
I don't think we have a tough
one. I would have to say Haines or Craig.
Uh-huh. Oh, Craig definitely. Yeah. They have a very strong team.
Yeah.
All right. Well, must have been a nice Christmas present to get this tournament out of the way. It sounds like you guys really represented very well. And congratulations and good luck in the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Thanks.